City Official of the Year by the Kentucky League of Cities. So put a feather in your cap, Tech Friday Dave Hatter. What a great thing to behold that. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 6:30. And like we do every Thursday at this time, we will talk to iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff. I love talking to him on a Thursday. Put a smile on my face as we close out the show. Welcome back, my friend.
Pleasant good morning. Pleasant good morning.
Very pleasant good morning. And, of course, you trade. This is what you do. Day trade fun. You can find Jay Ratliff and learn his teaching methodologies if you so choose. It's obviously worked out quite well for Jay, but your reaction to the market just blowing up yesterday. And I just tell you, I am not a market analyst. I don't play one on radio, and I don't profess to know a whole lot about it. I think one of the reasons the market performed so well yesterday was because Trump won not just the Electoral College, but an overwhelming margin in the popular vote, thus suggesting that there was going to be a smoother transition. This wasn't going to be a dangling Chad or a lot of litigation kind of wait around and find out what the outcome is over a course of weeks. Your reaction or thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an election with an exclamation point behind it. I think it was a very clear, resounding message. And I remember back in 2016, and I remember, look, I've been trading stocks since the 90s, so I've gone through several presidential elections. And when it was announced that Trump could look like he was going to win 2016, I remember the Dow futures tanked. I mean, it was world news from like 10 o'clock at night till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, how the Dow futures were down 10-15%. It was going to be the worst ever. My gosh, the world's coming to an end because somehow Donald Trump got elected as president. And by that morning at 7 o'clock, the Dow futures were only down 240 points. And then that first day of trading, it actually ended up 250 points. It was the most unbelievable 12 hours of market reaction I'd ever seen. And that was because the markets understood, wait a minute, this is a businessman that's taking over as commander in chief. He has an understanding of business related issues, and that's going to help businesses across the country. So it was obvious what he did during those 4 years. So now that he's been reelected, the thought process is, okay, he's going to make all of that happen again. This is a man that understands that you can light the fuse to this economy in such a way that it can help solve a lot of the ailments that we have with regards to, you know, things that are ongoing within this economy. And for a lot of people who did not vote for him, that are trashing him on Facebook, people that are in the service industry, Brian, I am certain that these men and women of principle will give back every bit of taxes they do not have to pay on overtime and or tips, because there's no way they'll accept that money because it comes from Trump. Do you think I'm correct there, that these principled men and women will stand on those principles saying, I'm not going to accept this money because it comes from President Trump?
I think you're in the right ball field there, Bubba.
Right there. I've been listening to you, brother, that's for sure. But look, and I tell you, it's going to be interesting because today we find out from the Fed what they're going to be doing as far as the interest rate cuts. And I think we'll probably, some are looking for a half point. I think it probably be a quarter point, but whatever it is, the Fed really has a challenge now, because when Donald Trump ignites this economy, and he's going to do that, just like JFK did when he reduced taxes and did things to stimulate small businesses all those years ago, the Fed's going to have a hard time adjusting, because yeah, they're going to have to keep up with what's about to happen. And I am very, very excited, A, because we didn't go the far, 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 far radical left, but more so because now, as a business type of country that we have, men and women that want to start their own business can do so easier. People that want to enjoy the benefits of owning a small business can. And even though a lot of times people say it's, oh, tax cuts to the billionaires, no, it's not. It's a matter of allowing men and women who are hardworking, that are trying to create a better life for themselves, to create something through a small business. Yeah, I like to teach people how to trade stocks, but there's some people that want to start a small business doing all kinds of things. Brian, that's going to be easier now. And that's going to be something that's going to benefit this country in ways that could extend for the next decade.
Well, and I think that optimism is backed up by, I presume he's going to be part of the cabinet, Elon Musk being there. Who's more successful in the world in terms of businessmen than Elon Musk? And with him there in the cabinet and helping make decisions, and, you know, I'm sure acting as a consultant beyond just cutting government, which is the primary role he's supposed to be taking on, I think that's like extra knowledge and information and knowledge base to tap into that'll benefit everybody as well.
But you're a very smart individual, and Brian, you understand the best way to do your job is to bring in people that are smarter than you.
Oh yeah.
Now, for a lot of people that are very insecure as business leaders, they can't do that because they don't like feeling like people are not as smart as or smarter than they are. They want to be the top dog. Now, me, when I was in management all those years in the airline industry, I loved having a bunch of people, A, who didn't agree with me, and B, that were smarter than me, because it was that collaboration of opposing ideas where exactly. Some incredible ideas came from that nobody saw coming because people worked together. And I tell you, Donald Trump is very smart. His ego obviously is out of check in a lot of ways, but he is not afraid to have people around him that are smarter than he is. Now, whether or not he abides by that advice or not, I mean, has yet to be seen, but he's proven that he's done that in the past. And I'm very excited to see what's going to happen here, because there's a lot of people in politics that get very threatened on both sides of the aisle when people who know more than they do offer an opinion. I don't think that's going to be the case here, because look, Donald Trump can take people at a roast, making jokes at him in front of his face. He'll laugh it off because he's able to do that. It's unfortunate that, you know, Harris decided not to be at that particular dinner that they had for charity in Washington, D.C., because I think that reflects the type of leadership that we need, because look, bring in all the smart people you can, because we've got some challenges. You and I've talked about this national debt that goes up $1 trillion every 100 days. Donald Trump in his first administration let that national debt get out of check. He's got to make sure that problem isn't repeated this time, because right now the national debt and trying to fix Social Security is going to be a big issue. But you know what I'm excited about? He's going to be our president during the 250th birthday of this country.
Oh, yeah. Maybe another.
Talk about a party.
Patriotism. Amen to that.
Amen, brother.
We'll bring him back. Let's pause. We'll bring Jay Rutherford back. Talk about airline stocks specifically yesterday.